cool new machine. We are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I've been better. And I'm special guest Eric. And our poor decision for this month is Defiance, the game that goes along with the sci-fi show that you may or may not have watched. Did any of us watch it? I know I didn't.
Sid, I did.
Oh, Sid.
And that's why he's doing so poorly.
No.
Is it that bad?
No, it actually isn't that bad. Like, it's not going to win you over if you're not already into sci-fi television shows, but you could do a hell of a lot worse.
You can. I still feel like the bar is super low.
The bar is pretty low. It's like, if you're into this genre, it's fine. Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
If you're not into it, whatever. You're not the target audience.
You know, and that's really funny, because I think that's exactly what I'd have to say about the game. But anyway, what is Defiance? According to their page, Defiance is a new front line on the new frontier. Join the futuristic online open-world shooter where thousands of players scour a transformed Earth competing for alien technology. Hunt alone or with others as you improve your skills and level up, unlocking powerful weapons that will help you survive the massive battles that await. And then it has in bold, limitless gameplay.
Ah!
Revolutionary warfare. And it goes into a couple of feature things. Unique open-world shooter. Shoot the way you want.
Great.
That's
not true. I was not able to shoot grenades from out of my sniper rifle. I was so disappointed.
Well, that's because you're a sniper rifle user and you should feel bad about that. I had a shotgun that shot grenades. What? With a multitude of weapons, armor, and special abilities that evolve with experience. Custom character creation means you can play as a human or alien, modifying your appearance to become a unique citizen of the Defiance world. An evolving online world. Fight for survival in a constantly evolving environment with regular content updates and dynamic events. Play solo or join tens of thousands of simultaneous live players in a futuristic San Francisco Bay Area that's fully realized open world. You've never imagined a third-person shooter this huge. It's actually pretty big. We went all the way out to Dingle Island, and that took a while.
Yeah, Dingle Island was quite a trek.
Yeah.
It didn't take that long to get
Whatever.
There.
Shut
it
up,
It still took a while.
The game never ends! Experience dynamic missions, massive co-op battles, and endless exploration across a gigantic game environment. Plus, brought to you by Siffy.
Sure.
I will never say that channel right, because God damn it, I hate that name change. The Defiance TV series is a revolutionary weekly drama that impacts the game and gives you the chance to change the show. Well, that last line there, for the first time in PNM, is the only thing that I can't actually agree with. Like, yeah, the rest of it was a little hyperbole ridden, but still pretty true. So kudos, Defiance. Your title, your main page is pretty explanatory.
There you go. They've got a little bit of dingling going on in the Steam page that's not quite as good. About the game, in bold, Arctech, some die for it, everyone kills for it. And then it completely ignores what it just said. Join thousands of players in Defiance, the free-to-play shooter MMO that defines, in all caps, massive co-op. Wield customizable weapons as you hunt for alien technology across a transformed Earth and experience an evolving TV MMO story with crossover content that expands the Defiance universe, all for free. And then it's just like by DLC. There's three reviews on here.
Okay.
Polygon says, Defiance is goddamned fun. It streamlines and refines the blast and loot ideals of Borderlands and Diablo into a slick package.
Yep.
Ish.
It's going in that direction.
It's better than Destiny in doing that.
It's not that great at loot, though.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's not good at that.
Like, it just took sort of an off-the-shelf solution for looting and just didn't really
for looting. And there's nothing to fix about Borderlands.
We've established this over 2 years of the show.
Not a goddamn thing to fix. Which is why we'll never make a sequel, because why would we ever need to?
Exactly.
It's perfect!
There you go.
Completely. 100%. Anyway.
MMORPG. That's all it says. It doesn't say .com or anything else. It just says MMORPG. It says, hectic, pulse-pounding, explosive, and fun. The game will explode.
Oddly enough, I don't think I ever actually had a crash on me.
No, but so. Things exploded.
Oh, it's absolutely crashed on me.
Things exploded a lot.
I'm going to blame that on your PC, though.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm not talking about the game itself, as just things in the game exploded. Especially my car. That thing exploded all the time.
And that's... every goddamn arc fall, like, I don't...
Yeah, that
everyone...
cracks me
Everyone.
That cracks me up.
It's like, you beat the horde of enemies and suddenly, get back, it's going to explode! Oh, every time.
It's unstable.
Then why were we trying to get it? Why are
because
we collecting bombs from space?
Because after it explodes, it
Listen
explodes into
what?
Stuff that you
Listen
want.
Listen to what you just asked us. What has your life become?
you don't want to know.
God, Sid, you're so boring. Not wanting
and finally,
to collect space bombs.
GamesPot says, a game with a scrappy attitude and a tight handle on what a massively multiplayer world needs to keep you coming back.
That's actually incredibly true. Well,
it had a handle on it. I don't think quite.
I don't think a tight handle.
Yeah, it's getting there.
That's
I think
it has a handle but not a firm grip.
Yeah. I would actually say that what they just said there about always keeping you engaged is what I liked best about this game.
Yeah.
Oh, that absolutely. Was actually their top feature, and I've actually pointed it out to some of my compatriots going, hey, if we ever try to do something like this shit, look at what they do, because they do it right. And that's one of the only times I could ever say anything from this show like that.
I think that it had a case of, and I think this is a lot of what the reviews were talking about, there wasn't always... I didn't feel like there's always enough to do. Like
there was always something to
do. There was always something to do, but it had a weird thing of having these big, exciting things that you'd do them a few times, and it was same old, same old.
Well, that's because we kept going from big thing to big thing. But, like, when I played on the off days, you know, when I was trying to catch up, like, I would do a couple of missions, and then I'd do, like, a crazy Grand Theft Auto kill everything challenge, and then I'd do some of the random events, and then I'd do a big event, and then I'd do a story event. Like, as long as I kept it changed up, like, it was really fun.
I tried to do that solo myself, but I hit a weird difficulty wall, and so I ran out of, like, story and side mission stuff to do really, really quickly.
I don't know. Even then, though, like, they always do have some, like,
yeah.
They set up the pacing and the timing for the events dropping in such a way that there's always a little bit of overlap.
Yep.
So as soon as you finish one,
yep.
There's another one on the horizon ready for you to go run to.
Oh, yeah.
The big stuff did a good job
it really pulls you
to be able to participate, but the rest of the game didn't do the thing, which was weird.
All the public events, they all did the scaling.
Yeah, but
like,
getting to the public events, you were never scaled between point
true.
A and point B. So you had the risk of exploding until suddenly you jumped
you
up.
You just have to not drive directly into the enemies, Bill.
Well, yeah, but Bill's got a bit of a
kind
bump
of,
there.
And it was enjoyable to just endlessly ramp off terrain as you were just careening about the countryside.
The driving was
straight down
satisfying. The road.
Yeah, the
That's
driving
me.
Was super good, but it weird, we have to avoid all enemies so we can get to the right enemies.
Yeah, if they had taken more from, like, Guild Wars 2 and just based your level scaling on the environment, or just gotten rid of level scaling at all and just made enemies more difficult in more difficult parts of the world... But that's an RPG
then,
thing.
Yeah, then you can't be an RPG anymore and people get upset.
Oh. Well, I mean, I've been talking to some of my coworkers about ways to take the power out of RPG mechanics. The power growth. Because, I mean, if you say, like, Borderlands 2, when you level up, you get a bit of health, your damage increases a bit, and you get a skill point. What does the player actually catch on every time he levels up? The fact that his health went up by 10 points, the fact that his damage went up 2, no, it's the fact that he gets the fucking skill point. And that's what allows him to do cooler and cooler shit.
Yeah.
So,
like, what game was I playing that followed that mentality?
Well, I mean, most of the shooter games with RPG elements, like Call of Duty and whatever, like, they do that. Where it's like, when you level up, you get more options, but you don't get more powerful. So I think, especially...
Payday 2, kinda.
Yeah, Payday 2 does that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you afford better and better weapons, but...
Yeah, you can unlock...
The earlier stuff is still serviceable.
Right, like, we still use the Car 4. And that you unlock that, like, first.
Right.
So, but, I mean, the shooter games with RPG elements already do that kind of stuff, that kind of side grade or, like, option unlocking... And that makes you feel really neat. And, you know, there is a little bit of power creep there, but like the numeric power creep that this game and even Borderlands and, you know, Destiny and all the other ones do, it's just, I don't think that it's conducive to the type of gameplay you want.
Yeah, which is why you get those skill points going on, because you don't want the problem of World of Warcraft and all of its ilk where you just go straight for the motivation is we have to make the numbers go up.
Right.
Rather than
well, when you have unsatisfying combat like World of Warcraft or most like traditional RPG games, that's why you play Diablo 3. You play Diablo 3 because you want the numbers to go up.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's why you add in those weird skill points and ability is that alleviates the problem.
Right, but what I'm saying is that in a game like this, or in a game like Borderlands or whatever, the RPG elements are more, and even in like Payday, like leveling up is more about, I got this skill point that allows me to unlock something cool, more than, hey, my numbers went up.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying
is, that's a good thing.
Right, and what I'm saying is that I think that these shooter RPG or role-playing shooter hybrid games could do a lot more with looking at the RPG elements in other shooter games and modeling their leveling systems more towards that than modeling it more towards the MMO side of things. But that's neither here nor there. But that would just alleviate Bill's problem about when you go into other areas, you get blasted in one shot because you're not high enough level. And in a shooter game,
your coolness rating isn't high enough. Yeah. We just need to just sprint in the other direction like we were talking the other night and just have a bar labeled numbers and it just goes fucking crazy.
Just your numbers bar and it just goes numbers.
What's that? That's my numbers bar. What's it do? Look at all those numbers.
Look at all them numbers.
That bar's filling like crazy.
Yeah, see those numbers? Those numbers go up.
Like, holy shit, all those numbers.
Oh god, I want to see a game do that.
Absolutely.
And the numbers, absolutely.
The closest thing I can think of is the first scene in the game Nier. You start out and you like wander into the thing, and the way that the game teaches you about all the skills that you will unlock later is it just throws you into a room with just endless shadow creatures, and your level goes up like every 20 seconds. It's just like, you're level 2, you're level 3, you're level 4, you're level 5. It just keeps going until you're max level, and then everything explodes. It's this crazy 5 minutes of just numbers. It's awesome.
But see, but those numbers still do something, so...
Yeah, and then none of the rest of the game is anything like that. It's great.
But, so, on that note, characters. Bill.
Yeah, we got a little deep.
Who did you make?
Who did you address?
Bill, who did you make?
I made Freckhawk.
Freckhawk.
Freckhawk. I had a... blue fauxhawked, blue-haired, fauxhawked, red-skinned alien with freckles somehow.
Sweet.
So, you know, natural conclusion there.
And I believe you took the class that got the LMG?
Obviously. And I got a sniping LMG at the end. So.
Which was bananas.
Yeah, that thing was really good.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It fired a shot every, like, 1.2 seconds, but still had a total ammo capacity of 500, so I never ran out of bullets.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Sid?
I made a plucky little Asian chick that went with sniper rifles and all the survival gear ever, and I named her Emotional Abuse.
Yep.
Why?
I'm working through some things in my personal life right now.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, I started to make some weird looking dude, and then I got to the voices for the male characters, and one of the voices was just the most gruffiest old man, I'm gonna kill you, son, kind of military thing. So I completely scrapped the character I was gonna make, and I just made the scruffiest, gruffiest old man character I could, and then named him Ruff McGruff. And it was perfect.
And now regret that he's not Scruff McGruff.
Oh, man, yeah. But he was going to take a bite out of crime. And indeed he did.
And all of the dirt.
I think my
actually, he didn't bite that
crime
much
alien, so thank you for not biting me.
Oh, I remember Crime Alien.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So what comes after characters? It's been a while since we've done one of these.
Talking about the game?
We already did that.
Hold on.
How
much did you spend on the game, Sid?
I didn't spend any money, although I was kind of tempted to throw $5 at it, just so I could get the cooler, the increased key capacity to get the cooler loot crates.
Ooh, okay. That's actually fair. Not a bad spend.
Yeah, that's fine. Plus you spent your time on getting them advertising dollars, too, I believe.
What?
Watching the show.
Oh, I guess.
That counts.
Sure.
I guess.
That counts.
I mean,
fine.
So,
it's just through Netflix, so.
Never mind then.
Yeah.
I haven't spent any money on it yet, but there is a pretty decent chance that I might, because I still want to play it. And that's new.
I haven't spent money and probably won't, despite enjoying the game and having spent money on far shittier things that we have reviewed. Vindictus!
Yeah, I can't believe you spent money.
You're never going to live that down.
No, that's fine.
No, this is like one of those ones, it's like I'll probably play it for another month or so, and then after I'm done with it. But, you know, Sid actually gave me a thing I want to purchase.
Yeah.
I'll probably throw about $10 at it. Just like Neverwinter.
It's a game that probably deserves some money after the time we've put in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's better than Destiny, which I also am going to spend $0 on, because that is a worthless pile of poop. But that is for a different show.
I might get it someday, because it
really
was a
weirdly
relaxing game,
and you
which
mean
is probably why you hate it.
Boring game.
I was actually really relaxed that day. That was nice.
You know what other game you found relaxing, Bill? Ragnarok Online 2.
Yeah.
Man, this game's like an Ambien. It's great. Destiny, Virtual Ambien. That's my one sentence review. Anyway, this game. This game is kind of exactly like what was it, Joystick said. It's like if you turned Borderlands 2 into an MMO and made it third person.
Polygon.
Yeah. It would kind of look like this, which is why I've been telling my coworkers to go, you should probably take a look at it. I mean, it's rough around the edges. Yeah, it's free.
It's rough around the edges.
It doesn't have a ton of polish, but really, like, what MMOs have a ton of polish? Like, not even Star Wars
Star Wars had polish.
It had polish.
It had flaws, but it had polish.
Yeah.
You can't perfectly polish something, otherwise you'll never release it.
Yeah.
Otherwise it won't exist anymore.
Speaking of the, especially it's free argument, the game also exists on consoles, and I'm pretty sure you can download it on the Xbox for free, but I definitely saw GameStop trying to sell a copy for $20.
Really?
Yeah.
Go GameStop.
Wow.
Yep. It probably comes with additional shit, but
maybe. Oh,
probably not.
Anytime one of these free-to-play things, like, puts something in a box for retailers to, like, throw at people.
Yeah, it's probably got a Founders thing.
Yeah, it's got a Founders thing.
But it's a used copy.
What?
So any key that you try to get out of there is already going to have been redeemed.
Ugh.
And you can't make the argument of maybe they can't download it, because, well, then they're not going to be playing it. It's an online game.
Yeah. Oh, that's... God damn it, GameStop.
Yeah.
Just my new Lowe's.
Yep. Anyway, I'd like to point out that I did not go in that store. It was outside, and I was walking down State Street.
Yeah.
Good job, Bill.
So anyway, more about the game. So it kind of plays like a cross between like Guild Wars 2 with like all the focus on
ping-ponging around the map.
On ping-ponging around the map with like big public events and just random events that show up. And always, you know, there was always something to do in like every area of the map. That was my favorite thing. This is like, and what this game did that better than any other MMO I played, and better than even, you know, Borderlands 2 actually, is that every like 10 to 15 minutes, you finish a task and you're brought to a decision gate where you get to decide, what am I going to do now? And like everything that they've set up with their entire like event and quest system is all geared toward putting you in that situation all the time. And it's great.
And then having options ready for you to pick exactly. from rather than having to go hunt them down, which is what happens in a lot of MMOs.
Right. And so like, so their quest system, when you drive to a place to start a quest, you get that quest. And you're on that quest until you either abandon it or you finish it. You can't pick up a bunch of quests and have this huge, like, log of things.
The laundry list.
The laundry list, which, god damn it, I really wish that we got away from in Borderlands 2, but we didn't, because why fix what's not broken, even though it is.
There was a bit of a pitfall with that, though, in that some of the pick-up and add-to-your-quest-log quests would send you to the exact same place as the story-driven quests, so you'd end up going out to the
tower. Yeah, that was weird. You'd, like, finish
the mission,
thing, and then the...
Go back,
the place
pick up
would
the story, and then the story would dump you right back at the tower again.
Well, sometimes the story would dump you at the tower, but there was already a thing going on at the tower, so you had to solve the thing first, then do the story, and then the game will have respawned the area event, so it would like blink and everything would be set up and all of a sudden you'd be attacked again. I got that a lot.
Huh. I never ran into that one. Like, I ran into the thing where you're like, alright, I've got to do this story mission in this place, but oh no, there's this other thing going on. I actually thought that was kind of cool. It made the world feel kind of dynamic.
It was neat. It could have worked better. So.
Maybe.
But they did have another thing they stole kind of from Guild Wars 2 is that basically, everyone in the server is one big party. There's no claiming mobs and fighting over loot. It's just, you're in the same area. Why don't you shoot this thing that is mauling this other player?
Yeah.
Great. Good job. You get a reward.
The rougher on the edges point is, if you are on a story or a side quest, you can't share that. Even if it's available for the other player, you all had to go to the exclamation point, pick up the thing, and then go somewhere else. Sometimes it would instance you out.
What they should have done...
We had tried to get David in that.
That was awful.
Hole.
What they should have done was kind of just base the mission on group leader. So, like, the leader of the group grabs a mission, everyone's on that mission, and then everyone just does that mission, whether or not they, you know, have already done it or what. Like, they could have cleaned it up, but I will say, like...
It was still a lot of fun.
It's still... way better, and the pacing of the game, because of the way that they had it set up, was way better than most any other MMO I'd played.
Well, Like, then MMOs, because MMOs still a really low bar.
But still,
there's so much downtime.
Like, I would even say the pacing of Defiance was better than Borderlands 2, and I helped make that game.
At points.
Well, I'm not going to say the game was better, I'm going to say the pacing. Like, overall...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying at points.
Sure.
I don't know. The only concern I would have with it is that it's constantly at a frantic clip of go find the things and shoot the things, and there's never any real downtime. And I worry that could lead to player burnout. Yeah. If not...
I mean, there was...
That's part of
between
why it went...
teleporting to town and, like, doing the little bit of shopping and doing your inventory management and doing...
Well, you can do all of the inventory management in the field. You just...
Right, but what I'm saying is... down. Like, and so maybe, you know, what Bill said earlier was true. Like, you know, we played this at the same time that I got into the Destiny beta, and Destiny had tons of downtime. You had all the downtime in the world, and I fucking hated it.
Okay, so you got your downtime in Destiny and then hopped off of that to come play this.
Well, so when I'm playing this, it's like it doesn't force downtime, but the downtime is still there. They're just in more bite-sized, manageable chunks. Like,
yeah,
between when you're done with an event, that's when you go, all right, what's my inventory look like? I'm doing downtime, managing inventory, like putting guns together and doing all their stuff, and I'm checking my, like, skill points and doing that. And then I close that, and then, oh, look, there's the thing. And then I'm driving the thing. It's kind of downtime. And then I'm fighting again. Like, it was up to me. Like, I didn't feel like I'd ever was forced to take downtime when I didn't want to, but I could just pull back and, like, do some slow shit when I wanted to do some slow shit. So
absolutely.
The downtime never bothered me.
No, I'm just worried that if they go too far in that direction, it could backfire horribly.
I mean,
I don't think
like,
it is.
Some
but I think that's something to look out for.
Some people only want to drink Mountain Dew and coffee, and that's fine for those people.
I don't mind having
a ginger ale once in a while.
Well, see, like, what you're talking about,
but then
see,
I, can just
I see
play
more in,
games.
Like, the Call of Duty games, which is just because there is no downtime. You don't have choice. You're on a rail roller coaster with just no dips. It's just all fast all the time, and it's boring. I agree with you. But
this didn't get there. This is a nice
And I don't
balance.
Know if this could get there just by the nature of the game being much more freeform and open. I mean, you could definitely play it like that, but then I would say that that's dumb on the player for burning himself out. And you're right, it could allow for that, which is a potential pitfall, but...
Especially in an MMO where you want people to keep coming back.
Sure. I guess I really don't know the
right
answer
for
that.
We're overthinking it at this point.
So let's talk about shooting mechanics. I thought they were kind of flawed, actually, but solid enough. I had fun unloading things into things' faces.
Here's another...
Can I just complain about sniper rifles for 5 minutes?
Even if I said no, you're going to?
I mean, we could just turn his volume down. No. I was going to say, can we add this to the long, long list of games that are really bad at making shotguns worthwhile?
Oh God. I found like two
found
in my
like
entire time.
Three shotguns that were fucking amazing.
Yeah, like, I didn't find a single one, and that was like 50% of my loot drops were shotguns.
Wow.
Yeah,
that sucks. Yeah. I got the one shotgun terrible. That shot grenades, which was goddamn awesome. And then
shotguns
after that.
Shotguns need to work at a range greater than point blank.
Yes.
I had one shotgun that did more damage at like 100 yards than my pistol.
Your pistol was worthless.
You got that? You guys
all
got
pistols that? Were worthless.
No, I had an okay pistol, but
I had this one like super corrosive hand cannon that was
I had a lightning one that was pretty slick too.
I just wait for somebody to drop their shields, and I'd like headshot big dudes in like 4 hits. It was great.
Or you could get a sniper rifle and do it in one. Except
but then I have to have a sniper rifle, and
that
would make
awful.
Me a bad person.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of this game's mechanics actively discouraged sniping.
Yeah.
Because it's slow and boring. Don't do that.
Fuck off. I enjoy it. And they need to...
Terrible.
I feel
if they
like...
don't want to accommodate that player, just don't include the fucking weapon to begin with.
That's
they included the weapon, so I have legitimate grievances to air.
I feel like if you were more willing to hang in the rafters, like at the top of the hill, you could be a really good support unit with those things, and that's the intention of the sniper rifle anyway.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could, but...
You are too addicted to no-scoping sniper rifles.
No, I wasn't no-scoping. But the thing is, the way most of the enemy's movement patterns are, it's really tough to pin them down, because just when you think they're going to stop moving, they suddenly warp, like, 2 feet to the right. And I don't know if how much of that is the server weirdness.
Yeah, I never saw guys warping. Issues. I mean, they would duck and roll and dodge and stuff, which is why my assault rifle came in handy, or my shotgun.
I don't know. I just felt rolls, like there was a little too much movement to reliably line up shots.
So you and, targets to be easier to hit.
Well, maybe. But there's also the there's also the fact that there's like an entire set of the perks that centers around you being crouching.
No.
Really?
And it's just like, well, that just crippled what little movement I had to assist in
so
lining up shots.
You pick the wrong weapon, you pick the wrong perks, and you're like, this game sucks.
Eric, also, why are there wrong perks to pick?
That's a valid complaint. Properly,
if you are sniping properly, you should probably be laying on your belly.
That was not an option. I don't know.
No, that is a legitimate complaint. Why are there perks that suck? But still,
yeah, there was a lot of that.
You know, like, maybe I just have sniper hate, but sniper.
All of my perks were, I'm going to explode when I die, and when you revive me, my whole party gets their shields recovered.
All of my perks were about, oh, are your shields down? You become superhuman. Like,
it was like, if every time I headshot somebody, like, my cooldown on being able to revive myself decreased by, like, 15%.
Nice.
Yeah. My entire thing was just, I have the biggest gun possible. I'm going to get in there. Death be damned.
My thing was, shields, who needs shields? I'm just going to reload instantly, do 35% more damage, and have all the armor in the world.
Yeah, that skill was so good.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, is I kept getting shields with, middling to decent capacity, but their recharge delay was, 1.4 seconds, and their, charge time, it'd be, fully charged in about 3 or 4 seconds. So my shields would just go down, then they'd recover, and they'd go down, and they'd recover, so I'm getting those bonuses, but I'm not dying. It was the best.
Yeah. Stealth Tree didn't have any of that shit.
Womp womp.
I'm just gonna laugh at Stealth Tree.
Hey, have status effects if you're 40 meters above the enemy and really far away, and you headshot.
Now, if you want to have some movement problems,
and then there were enemies that just didn't have points where you could reliably get a critical hit.
There was just, well, I mean, critical hits are just headshots in this game.
But when the enemy doesn't
have a head.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean.
That's legit.
The bugs are spider ants. You hit them in the butt.
Where was the critical hit point on the archer bugs, Eric? Because I couldn't find that.
It's the
archer
butt.
Bug.
It's the dangling butt. Yeah. I was lighting that.
Didn't you play the Borderlands 2 with the Varkids? They stole all our enemies and our guns. It's okay. Let them.
No. Not the hell bugs. The archers, the ones that flew in the air.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Dangly
butts. Yeah.
What? Yeah. They're colored and shaped the same as the other bug butts.
Yeah.
You just shoot those.
Yeah, you just shoot them.
If you had a gun that fired more than one bullet every minute, you might have found it.
I never found that weak spot with shotguns or sniper rifles, so I don't know what the fuck.
Well, shotguns also barely ever fired. That was the problem. They'd have, a chamber of 2 shells, and then you spend an hour reloading it for whatever.
No, that was the sawed-off shotguns. I don't know why you would ever equip those.
That must have been why I loved my shotgun so much, is I had one of those load shell-by-shell shotguns.
The pump actions were great.
Did just a retard amount of damage. But my ability, I took damage ability, which as soon as you hit it also reloads your gun instantly. So I just fire all the shells, hit my ability, and then fire all the shells again.
I tried doing that build, though, but I'd, blast all my shells out, and then I'd spend the rest of that ability's activation time reloading again.
Oh, well, at that point,
you can fire halfway through reloading, you know.
Yeah, but, so after I got my 8 shells out during the ability, I had the, perk that increased or decreased my reload speed by 35% while I was in that ability, and then I would just load a shell, blam, load a shell, blam, load a shell, blam, load a shell, blam.
I'd rather just hold the trigger down.
Sure.
And the clip outlasted.
Infinity ammo?
Yeah. The clip just outlasted the ability anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I did blast damage. And I was always higher on the scoreboard than you. What?
Speaking of blast damage, How about the effect of electric attacks on the game, where it took away your HUD?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
They had an EMP effect.
Like, every time you got hit with an electric attack, everything on your screen just vanished, and you couldn't aim anymore.
Dear game design, can we have that instead of flashbangs in everything, please?
Yes. Oh.
For the love of God.
Bill, you've been playing too much Payday 2.
It's been a problem way longer than Payday 2.
But
yeah, flashbang.
This game, like, I really like that effect. That was
that was cool.
Interesting, rather than just more damage over time, poison or whatever.
Yep,
was
you have no HUD.
Actually affects how you have to play the game.
No, it was pretty neat,
and it was short enough duration that it never became a serious problem.
Yeah, because you could still fire. It's probably more a problem for you than me, because I'm just like, I'll just get him in the center of the screen, it's fine. But yeah, that was cool. The game had a solid variety in its weapons and grenades, too, which I really liked.
Yeah,
the grenade, you throw it
into the ground, it just burrows in, and crabs pop out. That was amazing.
Getting a BMG early on... it's really nice because that had infinite ammo. You just recharged it to reload.
That's cool.
And it had both healing and
damage.
And both of them would like arc between allies and enemies depending on which trigger you were pulling.
That's cool.
And that was super, super useful for just being the shitty low-level guy in the giant fights, because you'd just be tagging all sorts of enemies without having to...
Wasn't that like John's main thing? Is he just run around and heal our asses?
Yeah, John got on like the bug hatching gun and the BMG train pretty effectively. It was an alright time. I would have been more BMGs had I not got that awesome LMG though.
Yeah. Like I got my BMG and then I got my awesome shotgun with the grenades, and then I was and I tossed it. So, the game was good. I enjoyed it. Probably going to play some more of it. The driving mechanics. We tried to ramp off stuff. We went all the way across the open world to Dangle Island, where we were met with not just crap or stuff we couldn't play through, but a really awesome, like, dynamic public story quest mission, where we picked up with all these NPCs and, like, took over this alien base. It was fucking rad.
Yeah, that was
giant robots and... It worked because they have that mechanic that goes, hey, level up so you can do this.
Yeah, you're level 3,000 now.
Oh, God. The levels in this game were just bonkers. It's like, like before the end of the first night, I think I was like level 83 or something. I have no idea how it works.
You
only get abilities at like certain increments.
Like, so Eric and John were super behind getting in, so they're like running around at like level 10. And then Sid wanders up and he's level 70 and Eric just gets so mad.
Here's what I learned playing it. You actually have two different quote-unquote levels. You've got your ego rating, which was actually kind of a neat mechanic, which wasn't so much your character level, so to speak, as much as just your rating for progression in the game. And you would level that up by getting loot, completing missions, completing these like little laundry list of little sub-objectives that are... kind of like the Lord of the Rings Online kind of thing, where you just, hey, explore the world, do stuff, and you complete these things. And then you'd also gain a level every time you actually leveled up. In addition to your ego rating, which I don't know if it managed your health or anything, maybe, but it did.
It had to do something, because you were substantially more damaging when...
Perks.
Right. No.
Well, you were also substantially more damaging when they increased your ego...
So your ego rating, would probably manage your like health and damage, but it also was the main gating thing for items. And since all the items were instanced, which is another thing I'm totally for, and I wish more Borderlands designers were fucking for it like I am.
Well, you should get them to listen to the podcast so we can explain it to them.
Yeah, advertise more.
Yeah, there you go.
We've got 2 years of content complaining about Borderlands, Eric.
But, for such a good game, I have so many complaints, I wonder.
It's because you love it.
It is because I love it. But, So the higher you could get your ego rating, the better loot you would get, so on and so forth. But it did not actually affect your skill points. Your skill points were on a standard XP system that was down at the bottom. Like, you got XP for doing stuff and killing stuff, and it filled this bar at the bottom. And holy, every time you filled that up, you gained one ego point. They confused it by calling both systems ego, which was
the first kind of,
well, maybe.
Yeah.
Except, I got thrown off because the ego rating was what unlocked additional slots for you to equip perks.
And unlocked the availability of certain perks.
Yep.
Which, but the number of perk points you got was just based on a standard leveling system, which I actually thought was really cool. And despite Bill thinking that the name convention was a terrible mistake, I actually think they did it on purpose because it's obfuscation.
I didn't
even know they were two different things. And really, when you're playing the game, you don't have
two different things.
But Sid,
I didn't say terrible mistake. I said bad choice, which I still think is correct because that lets you say that it was a conscious decision.
Sure.
I think that's needless muddling.
Maybe.
I don't know. They could have just called one of them level and one rating.
Yeah, but they tied pretty much everything to the concept of your ego device or whatever, and you never paid attention to your level, quote-unquote, just the number of perk points.
This is like the first I've heard of there being a level.
Exactly.
So,
and when you're playing the game, you're not worried about, oh man, I'm close to level. Like, it never really came up. You just, oh, I've got 3 points. How did that happen? I was just playing and enjoying the game. I actually enjoyed that obfuscation. It made it less of a number crunch.
I have a huge thing about paying attention to minutia that I probably shouldn't be paying attention to.
Right.
Both in my life and in video games, so I picked up on it and bugged me. Yeah. Also, just so you guys know out there, I'm being a negative Nelly, but that's largely because I have a horrific addiction to being the devil's advocate, and these two guys are having a real good time singing the praises of this game, so I'm just like, well, okay, I have to say the other part.
All right.
Yeah, isn't that the role I usually fill, as you two extol the virtues of the game?
All right.
Yes, that's why I had to specifically point this out, because you weren't doing that.
That sounds like a phenomenal segue to ratings. And Bill, being Mr. Devil's Advocate, I think you're going to go first.
We have a bunch of stuff beforehand.
What? God damn it.
Yeah, we have our box quotes and
our people quotes.
People quotes, whatever that is.
Oh,
so, yeah, box quotes. Because I really like box quotes. It's fun. Yeah.
All right, I've got one. It's like, are you waiting for the Borderlands 2 MMO? Well, wait no more. It's almost here, kind of.
Somebody made it without telling us.
Hey, imitation is the best form of flattery. And their system,
not always the best.
All right, sincerest form of flattery. And
I'm sure
I was looking at their loot system and their enemy design. I was incredibly flattered.
That said, you'd still be much more flattered by cash money.
but, I mean, Borderlands 2 is just a remix of Diablo and shooters, so whatever.
Yeah.
All right, I've got my box quote. Dot, dot, dot. Sci-fi ogres with miniguns. Dot, dot, dot.
Those were fun.
Yeah. That was a fantastic public quest where they just sent you up against hordes of enemies, and then there's these enormous ogres running around the battlefield just smashing into everyone.
Yep.
It was a good time.
Here's my box quote. Why do you got a box for this? This is a digital release. It's free. Did GameStop sell you this? Look out. MMORPG said the game would explode. Just throw it away.
Fun than Destiny. Yay. All right. So personal quotes. What
you got
for Sid?
Any gems? Okay.
I know there were some gems.
I can't attest to the quality of any of these.
No, Sid says these are the best personal quotes that we have ever had, and you can take that to the bank.
They will not give you anything for it, but you can take it to the bank, yes.
They will be very confused. The bank does not listen to this program.
All right, so I think this one is from John. This FAQ at defiance.com tells me to learn more at defiance.com.
That's pretty good.
Then we have, this game is bullshit. I love it.
That sounds like a Bill quote.
Yeah, probably.
I am not a chipmunk.
Yep, that was me.
That really needs better context.
No, it doesn't. And finally, is this what British colonialism... No. Is this what British colonial wars were like? God damn it, I fucked it all up.
You did.
And there's my personal quote.
That should just be the name of this show now. God damn it, I fucked it all up.
I thought it was Acres of Wasted Potential.
Oh, God, that's actually a way better name.
Yeah.
So, yeah. On the next episode of AWP, let's go.
Whop.
Exactly.
There isn't a personal quote about it, but I still want to put it on record that between night one and night two, when Sid and I were just hanging out playing the game, I totally ramped my ATV off a sweet hill and got it stuck in a tree.
God. I remember that.
No matter what I could do, I was just up in a tree wiggling my tires.
Whee!
It was fucking awesome.
All right. So now do we do reviews?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I'm going first.
Yep.
Defiance is cool, I guess. Like, I liked it. I had a fun time playing it. I can absolutely understand longevity issues, especially if the show is not on the air. Like, I've got to imagine that there's got to be a lot less people when there isn't a current season going. Because that's the entire basis of when they put in their new content. Because you'd notice all the, like, it had the story stuff that's built into the game, but all the extra bonus stuff were season one, episode da da da, and there was nothing other than season one and season two. So there was, 6 to 8 months of not updating, like, major quests. So I could see that, like, dying down when the show's not playing. We didn't experience that right here, but it's still a longevity concern because there's not that much to do.
Well, I'm
all considered. And if you don't have all those random people, there's this really weird difficulty wall that just slams you in your face. This is a tough game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It is.
You're soaking and you hit a public event and there's no one there. But I don't.
That's going to be a problem in any MMO.
Not always.
Yes.
It doesn't scale as well as it could. And besides that, if you're soloing and you try to do the side missions, like, you just walk straight into a wall. I experienced this multiple times. I'd hit a wall and I'd have to go grind for a while. And I'd come back and then maybe I got through it. Or I just summoned a bunch of you guys, and we pushed through it, and it was fine. But, like, the actual story missions, it had this really weird, wonky difficulty curve where you got over the wall, and then you sprinted through a bunch of missions, and then you hit another one. It was very strange. I forgot where I was going with any of this.
Into a wall?
Into that difficulty wall?
Of yeah, speech? Well, I had longevity in another point. I don't remember it.
Well, in a recent interview, like, the lead director for the game was asked, like, what would happen to the game if the show ever got canceled. And he's like, well, we still have our own content updates. We would just disconnect them from the show timing.
Yeah,
we'd keep going.
Yeah, that there was a very smart decision to put them in very different spots because the game takes place in San Francisco and the show takes place in, what, St. Louis?
Yep.
I have no idea.
I'm it pretty does. Sure.
They make a point of showing the St. Louis arch.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a very smart decision. If the show stops, yeah, they can keep doing their thing because they're not, like, 100% necessary for each other's survival. They just exist in the same world so they can do crossover stuff. And that's great. But that's still – they're still tied very heavily into each other. So right now, while the show is on, that's when their big updates are. So what I'm saying is the show is bringing this video game down.
probably.
Yeah. There's also a bunch of little stuff like their tendency to just throw random crap at you that was never useful, like with very, very, very rare exceptions, and never being able to find good stuff in the stores. You had to buy those loot boxes. The upgrade system is a weird, frustrating time and resource sink, because what upgrade slots you got for your weapon was randomized, and if you got something that you didn't want, that was a big waste of resources. Plus, if it was on a gun that you actually use, you had to unequip that gun for like 15 minutes while it upgraded. And that's all just pointless abstraction to make things just take longer. It's the social media evolution of what old RPGs were, where they just wanted to absorb a bunch of your time so you weren't selling the game back and playing other people's games, so you're just playing theirs. It's that weird evolution that bugged me. Like, as a whole, the game's good. It's just, for whatever reason, the rough edges that it does have get to me. That said, probably a pretty goddamn strong contender for Game of the Year. And all in all, I'd give the whole thing 65? I'd give it a 65.
All right. That seems fair.
Yeah. I mean, our rating scale is largely based on how long we would continue to play it, because that's the true actual mark of a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my concerns were longevity concerns.
Sure.
So I think that's legit. Now, is it Sid or Eric that's going to give it the highest?
Well, Sid did try the sniper rifle and didn't hate it, so I'm going to give it to him.
I found myself, for the most part, enjoying this game. There's a lot to be said for the frantic pace it keeps, and it makes a good effort to keep the player engaged consistently, and that's something that a lot of MMOs just don't know how to do at all. I want to give this game props for making a very solid effort at presentation. Like, it's not quite at the level that Star Wars pulled it off, but there's a concerted effort to present a world, dress it up, and kind of tug players in with this storyline. The problem is that they have terrible, terrible writers. They put in the production value, but they did not have a script worth portraying.
Yeah, I hated all the NPCs, especially one where they're just like, oh, that's the one from the show. It's just like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they don't even really sound or act like the ones from the show, as who watched a couple episodes.
The guys from the show definitely phoned it in, but again, comparing it to Destiny, the little girl that does your little Cortana, like, AI assistant, way better than Peter Dinklage, and Dinklage is an amazing actor, but like,
yeah,
her lines
definitely phoned it in though.
Writing, like her writing, like the enthusiasm in the writing and the delivery, like sold a lot of those just random missions. Like, hey, you got to blow that up, or hey, man, those guys really need some help, or holy crap, you just did this. Like, it was infectious.
They did end up repeating a lot. But it was well delivered.
That fucking battle music, by the way.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned that.
Do we have to mention that?
Yes.
They need more battle music. They need more variety. They need to work on their sound.
With very rare exception, it was one song, and it was a bad song that had like a 20-second loop.
Mm-hmm. And in any given video game, sound design is fucking huge,
it's,
and no one seems to...
important.
And doubly so in something you want players to be logging into for hours and hours, week after week, month after month, year after year.
Yeah.
That's fucking huge. Like, I would wager that's part of why Square's MMOs have managed to last as long as they have.
Yeah.
They have fucking beautiful music, if nothing else.
They got some good art, too.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah, but back to presentation, like, they really phoned it in on most of the side quests, which are just the text box of, here, go kill some things and bring me back their heads or whatever, which is standard MMO fare. And honestly, I almost felt like they could have just omitted those and just somehow rolled those into more public quests to just go rampage around the countryside. But for the story stuff, like, they put in a lot with those, with the cutscenes and all that, and they had a lot of little touches that really showed genuine effort. Like, you remember when we found our scientist boss, who was a complete asshole? You remember that part?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because the alien chick just, like, has an interaction with him, and he, like, sends her on ahead, and then you can see him totally checking out her ass. Like, there was no need to put that detail in there to characterize him, but they did it, and they made the effort to convey that without being super overt about it. And that's just sort of the little touch and extra effort I appreciate in presentation and would like to see more of. Not that specifically, but that level of making an effort.
Yeah.
So, I feel we're getting closer to that happy medium between Star Wars the Old Republic presentation matched against the reality of budgets.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, did you give a score?
He hasn't given a
number
yet.
Oh, of course not. I'm rambling at length.
Apparently.
It could be worse. You could be Brian.
That would be worse.
I could probably outdo Brian if you let me go long enough.
Yeah, so give a score.
Yeah, please, for the love of God.
Jesus. Sid.
Hey, I gotta make it through the list, make sure I didn't miss anything to complain about here.
Oh, he has a list.
I always have a list. Yeah, like, their monetization is a little sketch. Like, the big money items they have in their store are all outfits to play dress up with your character, which is kind of offset by the fact that there's no way to actually rotate the camera to see the front of your character.
Yeah, I remember you complaining about that.
Other than, like, logging out and going to the character select screen, which kind of undermines the, why would I want to dress up my character if I'm only going to be able to stare at their back the entire time?
Yeah, the game also did a really bad job of giving you any outfits. I unlocked
one. Oh, yeah. Like, there were, like, a handful that were tied to completing story missions, but there wasn't really any opportunity to customize your character.
No.
But all in all, it was a fun romp. I don't think it had some issues. I don't know.
You had like 6 years while you're talking to come up with a number.
I was talking to review the game, not come up with a number. It's a separate process, Bill.
You need to make it the same process. It's so helpful.
Like, I don't think this is going to have a whole lot of staying power, but it was a fun romp while it was here, so I'm just going to give it a 16 call it a day.
All right.
It's still an MMO. It still needs work, and the sniping was still not as satisfying as it should have been.
So, since Sid took so long, I'm going to make this short and sweet. The shooting was serviceable, not the best, but definitely not the worst. It was a lot of fun to just blast stuff in the face. I liked the loot. The variance of guns was actually neat, and the way that I would get guns had me try a bunch of different ones. And the fact that unlike, you know, the closest amalgam I can make to this game, Borderlands 2, none of the classes, well, maybe the stealth class, were really geared towards a particular gun. I didn't feel like I was nerfing myself going from, like, assault rifle to LMG to shotgun to sniper to SMG to whatever. It was just, oh, this does the most damage and has the best stats. I'm going to use it until I pick up something else.
You did have levels in each individual gun type, but you could very easily gain those levels by taking that gun to one of those giant fights.
I love that.
Yeah. So. You're just like, that I've never used an SMG before, but I'm going to rail on this boss and be SMG level 6 by the time I'm done.
Oh, it's like playing Borderlands 1 all over again.
Yep. Yeah, we got rid of that in Borderlands 2, and it felt good, but...
I missed it. Yeah. I really missed it, Eric.
There's, like, playing this game and, like, realizing how fun it was to just level up machine gun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... Anyway, like maybe that wasn't the best thing to stream.
Borderlands 2 isn't perfect after all.
No shit. And
I'm shocked to have heard this.
Yeah. Anyway, I really, really, really enjoyed the way that they set up their events and quest system. Like the fact that you couldn't make a shopping list, the fact that they had a wide variety of like missions and other events, like. So within their mission system, they also had these time trial race things where you would just race from one part of the map to the other, which made exploration kind of fun. And then they had these GTA-style rampage events where it's just, we're going to give you a ridiculous gun and infinite ammo. Go nuts for like 3 minutes, and we'll score you on how nuts you went. Like, that was really cool.
All the times I tried those, I was like right away, so I was really bad at all of them.
And then the public quests, I mean, there were the Arcfall things, which you were always guaranteed to get, like, at least a green, and they were pretty fun, just fighting hordes of enemies, and people were always there to make it interesting. Then there were the big, like, defend three-point events against the big guys, and those escalated hilariously well, to where, you know, by, like, round 7, you're facing off against these gargantuan dudes that... You know, take forever and a day to get down, and every time
there's then, oh, fuck, somebody. There's two of them.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh god, there's three. Everyone, dogpile on these. It felt like Pikmin. It was amazing. And then there was the thing that we found off on Dingle Island, which I actually found another one when I was playing solo, which you just get into these big, like, enemy compounds, and there are these dynamic, like, multi-part, like, missions.
Yeah.
And they're really fun. I enjoyed the fact that they used the same kind of Lego pieces and built a lot of variety out of it and just always kept me with something different to do every time I was like, huh, what am I going to do? It was really good, and I've yet to play before this an MMO that has done it as well, or just even kind of an open world game period that's kind of done it that well. Like even the single player open world games, like I've been playing Black Flag again, doesn't have that kind of density and doesn't have that kind of variety. They always fall into you're doing just random crap, or you got to go travel all this way to a mission that's going to take forever. This one just had that a perfect balance. So I'm actually going to give this one a 76. I'm probably going to be playing it for another couple of months, like off and on. It's going to go into my kind of, you know, sub-regular rotation.
That's an honor. Sid.
We have given this game a 67.
I win.
We got to work on that. There's no decimal point to antagonize Bob. We're falling down on the job, guys.
Well, this way we can kind of gauge and see if he's paying attention.
I guess.
So, that works out.
What are we trying to do with Bob?
Antagonize him? What else would we be trying to do?
So yeah, decent game.
Yeah.
Probably worth trying.
You could play it. Just head on down to your local GameStop and pick up a few copies. So, awards! Okay, look, I need to get to the award sheet because it's getting long again. I know, I don't think we did anything. Most awesome person? Didn't really get a standout.
Yeah, so I can't think of anybody that was more awesome than anyone else. Everyone was pretty awesome, except for Brian, because he didn't play.
Right. Become a super ace or some shit? We didn't quite get enough vehicle kills.
Nope.
I tried.
Yeah, we need another vehicle game.
Yeah.
Spaceship game.
Coolest character?
I like Ruff McGruff. I will play more Ruff McGruff.
You would.
But I didn't think anyone's character was particularly cool.
I don't think they really did.
John had the best name. He was the robotsman.
Yeah.
That was an okay name. Yeah. Moving on. Hardest criminal.
No one was a...
Yeah. The game didn't give enough of...
There was no opportunity.
An opportunity to make crime.
No crimes.
Most likely to deflect, defect and join the aliens.
Well, who made an alien character?
I mean,
you.
Half of us did.
Oh.
But we're good aliens, so we're not going to defect.
Wait, so does that mean I'm the most likely by virtue of being the only one able to defect?
No. We're going to roll it. Most accurate recreation of a scene from the show.
I never saw the show?
Yeah, our point was to have something really sad happen.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Disappointing. No. Yeah.
All right.
Well, no one gets anything.
Nobody gets anything.
So are we going to roll that or bury it?
No, that one explodes. We decided last episode that one would not roll.
Which one?
And that was our justification for having to... most accurate recreation of a scene from the show.
Oh, God.
You can't roll. Next month, surprise, Sid. Eric and I changed what we're going to play.
Oh, Jesus.
We are playing Velvet Sundown.
God.
Oh, yes.
I'm so fucking ready.
Fucking hell, Bill. Why do you not tell me these things more than a day before?
Because
I'm not going to be able to download the client.
It's a small client. It's less than a gig. It's
yeah.
Like 700 megs.
Just,
what is this bullshit?
Shut up and do it.
Yeah.
What is this bullshit game we're playing?
Oh, you're going to love it.
It's based on a boat, I think.
No, what's it called?
Velvet Sundown.
Velvet Sundown. It's on Steam, and it's a social role-playing MMO.
Yeah.
Oh
Jesus.
Watch the trailer. It's amazing.
Yeah. You're going
to
love / hate it.
I was thinking for the...
Mostly the latter part.
Yeah, probably. I was thinking for the challenge, most shocking event.
I was going to go with biggest faux pas, because it's a social game.
That's also pretty good. I was going with most shocking event, because the first exciting... Here's how the start of the trailer plays out. It's just like, manage your destiny, and it, like... Or to know your destiny, it shows a boat. You must first know yourself, and it shows you on the boat. And then it goes, but be careful, you can't trust everybody, and somebody just walks up and tases you in the neck.
Yeah, but, like, the faux pas thing I like, because we're definitely
going
to have tons of them, and we'll actually get to pick one.
Yeah, okay, we're good. I like that more. I'm still amused by the guy getting tased in the neck.
Oh, of course.
How did you people find this?
You went to the free-to-play list.
Yeah, and it looked the most retarded. I mean, there's also, like, Fireball and something
like this is a game I would play.
Yeah, but it's
good.
A game
God,
I would
shut
choose
your
for
goddamn
us.
Mouth.
All right, are we done here?
Here's the thing. We figured we just played a really good game. Let's get a wild card in the mix here.
And, like, the other two games that we looked at were both shooter games. Like, even the one that...
Yeah, sci-fi shooters.
Funny. Like, so we gotta put
maybe,
something
maybe
in.
Maybe give that a rest.
Yes.
Yeah, at least put a month of buffer in there.
Exactly.
And Eric wouldn't play Empire Sports again, so...
Nope. We already did that. Already done. Done.
We didn't review it.
Whatever. We done.
I just want to hit the buttons. Thanks, everybody, that came out to play video games with us. I know it was a difficult thing for you to bring yourself to do and a very big strain on your financial resources, but I really do appreciate it. Thanks to
through.
Yeah. Thanks to Shell Riley and the Double Ice Backfire for the use of our theme song, Haters Unite, off the album Ultimate Songs from the Pit, which you can find online. Also, thanks to everybody that's been checking out our new YouTube channel that has video games on it, youtube.com/user/andbetter, where Sid, Eric, and I are joined by Gian and Brian being idiots and bad at video games. For posterity's sake, rather than just a live thing that we do with you guys. So check those out. We are putting out a dangerous amount of content every day. It's going to kill us. And this is going to be the only thing left for anybody to remember us by. So get in on it now.
So come watch our tombstone. Yeah.
There's literally an episode titled Bill's Life Falls Apart. So yep. You can enjoy that for all.
Yeah,
all
I'm,
all
you,
of
I'm even the cause
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's been up for a few days, Sid. You can go watch it right the heck now.
There is so much content on that channel that I'm having trouble consuming it fast enough.
Good. I'm glad. So go check that out. I'll put a proper link in the show notes for this, along with whatever we choose as the butt of the month and all my other dumb jokes that I put in there every month. So thanks again, and until next time. Dang.
You can use a better gun now.
Yes! I'm gonna shoot myself.
That bit is so dead. Tonight we will reign her up.